brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What a day, what a broadcast, what a Friday we have lined up for you on this 14th day of March 2008. Gold has blasted past $1,010 an ounce. Gold has blasted past $1,010 an ounce. The economy is in full meltdown publicly. The stock market is going up and down crazily right now as the central banks pump tens of billions of dollars an hour into the plunge protection team as they try to keep at least that imaginary benchmark of wealth up. If it plunges, if it continues to plunge, the yuppies will panic. And who knows what they'll call for? Adolf Hitler, probably. Just give us yuppie power. We'll give you, you know, we just put everybody in camps, FEMA camps. We'll do whatever you say. Heil Hitler, kill all the Muslims. You know, that's the problem. We go into a really serious depression in this country, and the general public are going to turn into animals. Animals. All right, here is the financial news. Dollar drops on trouble at Bear Stearns. Okay, the dollar plunged to 1.56. It takes $1.56 to buy 1 euro. Remember, the euro opened at 82 cents to the dollar in 2000. So 56 and 18, add that together, and that's the loss in the dollar against the euro. Or you can do the comparison at parity from about 2002 when the euro reached parity with the dollar. Dollar drops on trouble at Bear Stearns. So they put in hundreds of billions of dollars in the last 4 days. The federal government said we will put in no matter how much money it takes to bail out the banks, who, by the way, got real assets. They handed us the paper, the investors, but they got real assets. We're just going to print money till the cows come home. And the world said, that's it, dump the dollar. And of course, you've got them cutting interest rates on top of it. That makes the world dump the dollar. But if that wasn't enough, you've got Greenspan and the rest of them running around bad-mouthing the dollar to foreign audiences. So they have just fired every torpedo they've got into the dollar while they run around on domestic television posing as our saviors. And the yuppies get sly looks in their eyes and thinks they've gotten some great kernel of info watching CNBC and go back to the golf course thinking all is fine while the Titanic begins listing at a 45-degree angle, preparing to break in two. Dollar drops on trouble at Bear Stearns. Home prices plunge across the nation, but nowhere as strongly as they've now plunged. In California, we just got last month's numbers in. See, it's just going to compound the bad news racing in. Meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh and others have had a talking point the last 6 months saying it's a liberal lie that the economy is not doing well. It has nothing to do with the liberals. The liberals are owned by the same private Federal Reserve. They're for the exact same policies. But it becomes a tempest in a teapot to debate about that. Or I've seen many news reports saying Al-Qaeda caused this. Yes, it's them, not the central bankers, the New World Order, not NAFTA, not GATT. No, 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 not any of it. Crude oil rises to record $111 in New York on weak U.S. dollar. We'll cover it all, ladies and gentlemen. It's fiscal Armageddon.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In gold futures, gold is above $1,010. It went up to $1,010, settled back down to about $1,005. A new ceiling, it has broken through that ceiling. That major psychological barrier. Now, remember, just a few days ago, we played the White House press secretary saying she'll be fired if she talks about the strength of the dollar. And the reporters are saying, but the White House, can you please tell us, White House, is it true that oil costs more because of a devalued dollar? We need to know if this is true or if this is a lie. Like, you need to go to the White House to ask them if a devalued dollar is the main causal reason, the main reason. I mean, we're talking 90%+ of the reason that the oil costs so much. Well, of course that's why the dollar is being devalued. The bankers got full control of us. They bankrupted us. They got us all in debt. The state's in debt. They set up a huge government. They're only now trying to double it again. Bush more than doubled it just to run every facet of our lives because it was all fiat. They were issuing it out of nothing, but we have to pay the bill. They get to buy the world with it. They get the assets. We're left holding the bag. They did everything they could, from tax incentives to move offshore. That's globalism, to deindustrialize the West, to bring the U.S. down, to destroy the middle class so that they can micromanage and control our daily lives, so we don't have money to defend ourselves, money to raise our own children, money to private school or homeschool. This is all in government documents from 100 years ago. They put it into place. They've done it. This is feudalism. This is serfdom. This is a long-term strategic plan now coming to a head. And what are they saying the answer to the fiscal crisis is? More credit cards, more mortgages, more money, but that devalues the currency. Again, the globalists flooded the globe with dollars. They bought up dams, power plants, water plants, gold mines, nickel mines, cadmium mines, bauxite mines, timber, forest, farms, big agri companies, finance, armaments companies, media companies. They bought up everything. And now they're going to implode that dollar and sit back with the assets. And they'll bring down a few hundred banks in front of you and even send a few CEOs to jail. And they'll send a few bank chairmen and a few of these different brokerage firms that were selling all these mortgage-backed securities, and they'll send a few hundred to jail for you, and the big boys will sit back. And the next phase, instead of the type of government make-work that we saw with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, it's going to be tattletale squads and checkpoints. And I mean, that's what the government says it's going to be. Just people in black uniforms milling around at food trucks, groveling to be part of the new power structure. America won't be about having a new patent or being a good computer engineer or being a good football coach or a good school teacher or being an inventor or being a good car salesman. It's going to be about who you know, how many black uniforms you got in the family. It's all going to be the new feudal system of just groveling and a select elites and 1% owning everything and a giant slave underclass begging and pleading and everyone, like they do in third world countries, worshiping police and badges and being afraid of them and running. Oh, you haven't been to a third world country? Well, you're about to be in one, so just enjoy it. They're going to play different races off against each other, and it's going to be big city race politics everywhere. We're going into very serious times, ladies and gentlemen. And the very people that have destroyed our future, the very people that are destroying our currency, are the very ones who will be worshipped as the fixers on the news. They're the ones that we're going to have to learn to worship and thank for everything. That's how it works. Oh, you like 2 million cops? How about 4 million? How about 5 million? And it's all selectively enforced. You can be a narcotics drug lord, a Mexican Las Zetas paramilitary truck bombing in Texas. You can be a government criminal, flying in all sorts of drugs or running scams or stealing old ladies' pensions in these big banks. You're going to be left alone. But you pull up in front of a Walmart with your daughter and two of her friends, and you run up to the front, just 8 to 10 yards away is what the news is reporting. She locks the car, got the heater on, runs over, it's sleeting outside, leaves the two-year-old in the car, runs over and puts $8.30 into the Salvation Army kitty, into the bucket. And within seconds, the Chicago cop was on her. And they charged her, and they CPS'd her kid. And only national outrage had them finally drop the charges. They were going to go ahead with it. The DA had said, yeah, put her in prison, take her kids. How many of you know those cops, they go out in their car, and, it's the wintertime, and they forget something in the mailbox, so they forget to pull the trash can back from the curb, back up by the house. They do it all the time. I told my wife years ago, because I saw them in the news locally, GPSing people every day. Neighbors are watching, folks. They're watching for you to just close the door with your kid in it. Boom, sirens, cops. They're just watching. They've been trained by, I told my wife, I said, do not even, she said, you're kidding. You mean, don't even, if I forget something in the mailbox, walk 2 feet? And I said, no, there's spies everywhere. They've trained them. They're scum. The country's filled with filth and degenerate, chicken-necked garbage. who just love tattling, and their reality comes from television and the dramas where everything's set in New York or Chicago where guns are banned. So they see a gun mounted on the wall. They think it's illegal. They call the cops in Texas. Doesn't matter. They still hit you and hit you hard. Doesn't matter if it's legal. This is the new country. Okay? Doesn't matter if it's legal to have a gun in your gun rack. They'll hit you. They'll hit you hard. That's why you don't see them anymore. They'll hit you. They'll hit you hard. They know how to bring a country down, and they've done a good job of it. And I've got stacks of news of four-year-olds refusing to take naps in their daycare. So the cops come, hit them hard. Hit them hard. Hit them hard. It's all about maximum white glove enforcement. You know what white glove inspections are, what white glove enforcement is? It's where they come in when you're a cadet at West Point, and they put a white glove on, and they run it all over the counters, under things, around the top of the light bulb. White glove inspection. That's the new America. You line up and you get ready for a white glove inspection, you slave trash. You line up. I mean, cameras in the school bathrooms. And every week now, I just saw one. It was first I saw years ago in Tennessee and then in California, in their capital city. And then now Chicago yesterday. In fact, it's somewhere in the stack. I want to cover that later. They said, oh, yeah, we got cameras in the bathrooms and in the halls and in the rooms, and we watch everything they do. They've got audio. And now we're just wiring that into the police department. See, everything wired in the minute. You know, back when we were kids, you got in a fist fight in the hall, you just got in trouble. Now, SWAT teams, arrest, jail, everybody's going to be in the system. Everything's about, oh, well, we still have a Second Amendment in America, but 98% of people got in a fist fight when they were 12. So they lost their rights, because now they're saying you're going to lose your rights even if something happens when you're a juvenile. Don't worry, too, those of you that like this system and like feeding on people, don't worry, your maskers are going to rape you 10 times harder than you rape us. So you just enjoy yourself. I want you to enjoy it real good, and you just take your time and you just have fun with all of it, okay? You promise me you'll do that for me? You promise me you'll make sure you enjoy yourselves? Good, good, because hell's a-coming. All right, I'm going to shut up and get into financial news. I'm going to come back in the next segment with key info, but I'm just so mad right now. Boy, the yuppies and good old boys and trendies and stockbrokers thought it was real cute that the Federal Reserve was private. And I'd have them swagger up to me in restaurants over the years and say, yeah, it's private, but look how good the economy is. Let it be fiat. And I said, yeah, but that gives the bankers the power. Do you see how they're moving all our industry offshore? Do you see how they're subsidizing to get our businesses out of here? Do you see how they're laying on all these layers of bureaucracy? And I said, what they're going to do is they're going to implode the economy. And then we're going to have nothing to start back over with because all the industry is going to be gone. The people aren't going to live on the farms anymore. And they're going to have total control. I've got government documents. So they've just left. Oh, sure you do. Oh, sure you do. Oh, it's funny. It's all real funny. Okay, well, get ready to laugh then. Good, your time's coming. Your time of funniness is about to be here. It's all real cute, isn't it? This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. You like it, you're going to get it now. But it won't matter. You'll rationalize. A trendy always rationalizes the new picture they see and decide that they're on the winning side even if they're losing. See, that's what a mentally ill loser does. That's what a delusional person who thinks their worldview is reality, that's how you think and operate. Like all these people on who've been interviewed on national television from the stock market and Wall Street saying, I don't believe the dollar's been devalued. I think it's great. I choose to believe everything's fine. Just like jumping off a cliff without a parachute, you know, you just choose to believe you've got a parachute. And so they got us right where they wanted us, got us fully in their hands, totally in debt, impossible to ever get out of it as a nation. Mathematically impossible, ever. 100% taxes forever wouldn't pay for it. It's over. Just the interest on what they did. And it's all out of nothing. But they got the world with it. They sold you on the scam. And now they're taking that dollar down all the way to nothing. Don't worry, though. It'll rise again with a euro, a new Amero, and the yuppies will then say, see, those who were against the Pan-American Union, they didn't know how good it'd be for the economy. And then the globalists will loosen up a little bit down the road in 5-6 years with that, and you'll have to hear these idiots telling you how things work. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, bless your soul.
Okay, let me stop ranting and actually get into the news here. And believe me, this is an incredible news day you're about to hear. I've been so busy ranting and raving about the economy, I didn't even tell you in the last 20 minutes, Ron Paul's coming up in the next hour to talk about his fight against getting rid of pennies and turning them into steel pennies, like we're Mexico. He's been forecasting what's happening to the economy for a long time. Looks like it's now actually imploding, as he predicted. Also about the march on D.C. coming up and how to organize the Ron Paul revolution. You know, I was talking to the campaign this morning, and I was saying we got to have goals for the revolution now, or it'll break apart and basically, you know, not be as potent. And I think that should be a national move against socialized health care. The country's already bankrupt. It's already falling apart. We don't want the government control over our lives. Already trying to claim it's the law. We've got to take vaccines. We don't want health care rationing. I mean, this just isn't free health care, folks. We have to pay for it with all the bureaucracy added in. And then the government gets control of your life even that much more. I mean, I know you know that as an audience. But I'm telling them they need to pick up the fight against socialized health care and then also NAFTA and GATT. NAFTA is up to be passed again. We need to have a national movement of all these Ron Paul supporters, all these patriots, against it, because that shoots down the North American Union. That is the North American Union. Out of that, as Vicente Fox has said, grows the North American Union. And then, of course, the war. That is a populist, constitutionalist policy. And when he joins us, I'm going to recommend that be our course. For what it's worth, you know, who wants to listen to Alex Jones? The Army needs something to do. We have plenty to do. The country is under attack. We're losing everything. We've got to mobilize the tens of millions of Ron Paul supporters now. And I told everybody to break up locally and do that simultaneously and pick local issues to fight: gun control, open borders, government corruption, government taxation, land grabs. But simultaneously, we need direction, because Ron Paul is a leader. He needs to say what he thinks and put out a directive calling for fighting these three individual moves by the globalists: the socialized health care, the North American Union through NAFTA and GATT, which we can shoot down. It's very unpopular right now. And, of course, the war. We need, and of course, those are very popular issues as well. We can recruit and expand, not just maintain our size by doing that. Okay, I'm already digressing again. Ron Paul, I'm so upset about the economy, folks. You think I'd start the show and tell you Ron Paul's coming up today. I didn't even do that. That's how just upset I am and crazed I am. $1,010 an ounce gold, $111 a barrel oil, the dollar plunging even further, and look out, President Bush is set to give a speech about how bullish the economy is. Everyone knows you're a liar. Everyone knows you're a criminal. Everyone knows you have gay porn stars nightly at the White House. Everyone knows you're a sniveling coward. Everyone knows you're an anti-gun, pro-open border, New World Order twit. And everybody knows you're a lying puppet. Now, the globalists know that when he comes out, he gave a speech earlier this week and everything plunged. They know it's going to plunge further. They want that. This is their time. They're making their move. But he's so delusional. I guarantee you, this stupid twit, this cancer to the country, really thinks that he's going to buoy the economy and his legacy. No, no. You were set up, Bush. You were set up. Your bosses carried out the attacks. You thought you were going to be a big stud. You're going to have everything laid on you. They're going to bring in hellish Democrats after you for the real reign of terror. Okay? Listen to this. Don't you all feel better now? He told us this week that we were not in a recession again and things plunged even further. President Bush plans a bullish speech on economy. President Bush will be in Manhattan Friday morning to make a speech to the Economic Club of New York, and I'm told that's already happened. His speech is intended to send a message that better times are coming. I thought we were in good times. He said we weren't in a recession. Tell you what, I bet this is already up on YouTube. Will you go grab it, John? Just type Bush speech and then click date added, and it should be up there now. Thank you. The Bush administration is urging consumers to have confidence in the long-term future of the economy. That's right. Get into even more debt. The president is expected to say that the benefits of a tax relief and economic stimulus package should be felt soon, and the Federal Reserve is taking steps to encourage economic growth. You know, it's kind of like I had a good friend who died about a year ago, and he had all these organ failure. He was conscious. They had him on a respirator, and they had to shoot him up with all these drugs to keep him awake because he had family that was coming in out of town to see him. and he was conscious, and they were telling him, you're about to die, and he was freaking out. He couldn't believe it. He was trying to kick and move. And the more drugs they gave him, it would wake him up less and less, and finally he went into a coma, and they took him off the respirator, and he died peacefully. But that's America. They're just prolonging the agony, and it'll be even worse the longer they prolong it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
because you can't swap about and you can't make a run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say great, we say ma'am, if you ain't in the best.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Despite the Federal Reserve's efforts, Wall Street fears as big banks are in deep trouble. And I'm so upset and hyped up over all this. We got Ron Paul coming up in about 25 minutes, but I wanted to bring Ted Anderson, 28 years in the stock market, in precious metals, in public and private offerings. Ted, we told him a few weeks ago it was going to go above 1,000, right up to $1,010 an ounce today. Give me your breakdown and analysis of what's happening right now.
Well, you're right about that $1,000 thing. That's a psychological barrier. What that means now is that we're available to run up to $1,200 to $1,500 an ounce rather quickly. People just would hold off on that $1,000 mark. It was like this magical thing. Now when we see $1,000, people aren't going to care anymore. It's not going to be as big of a concern, and that just leaves room for it to move forward. Obviously, the futures market, people are buying long contracts and they're buying short contracts, and they have stops to get in and get out. Right now, what's happening is the short contracts are being stopped out and forces people that were originally sellers to become buyers and push it up even higher. And that's why you have resistance levels and you have the floor level and the high level. I can't remember the two terms. I'm losing my mind. There's just been so much activity going on, Alex. It's quite literally crazy. And obviously, it has everything to do with the fact that the dollar has just been dropping like a stone. Now, when you're looking at a dollar that's quoted at 71, that is just. I mean, I said it yesterday. I'm predicting that the dollar will no longer buy food. It'll no longer buy gold and silver. And the reason why I say that, Alex, is because what we have, our ailment here in the United States, is we have a watered-down money supply. And you can't fix a watered-down money supply by adding more water. It doesn't work. All it does is it creates more watered-down money supply. It decreases the true value, the monetary value of the unit that we're using for exchange. And that's what the Federal Reserve System is doing right now. All they want to do is continue to pump more money into the system. They pump. And
I want to be clear on this. They're doing it by design. If 2 years ago, a year ago, even a month ago, and it may still not be too late, if they came out and said, look, we're going to have to not cut interest rates, keep the dollar strong. We're going to have to cut government spending. We're going to have a strong dollar policy. We're going to get out of Iraq, done a few things. Then the world would have stayed in dollars. But instead, they did the opposite. In fact, they did more than the opposite. They proactively went out and globally badmouthed their own dollar. And Cheney, a year and a half ago, dumped all his dollars. The companies they own and control dumped their dollars a long time ago. They're globalists. They're selling the country out. They want to implode the economy, just like the IMF document state. It's called the IMF riot, because once it really implodes, then they really have the fire sale.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why we see so many countries and so many individuals trying to get away from the United States dollar, because they can see what's going on. The Federal Reserve System, actually, Alex, is losing control. You're right about the globalists. They want to have a world currency. And the Federal Reserve System has enjoyed the ability to have control of the United States of America. There are fights that go in amongst the bankers, the central bankers. World War I and World War II are real good examples of how they can get into scrimmages amongst each other. The Federal Reserve System doesn't want to lose control and give it over to a world currency either, but the powers that be above them are going, let it die. Because then we'll scoop up the United States and we'll have them just like we got Europe 2 years ago. We are sitting in a situation, or was it 3 years ago? We're sitting in a situation now where the United States sovereignty is on the line. Our liberty is being sold out to a bunch of bankers, and it's crazy that we go with this. The Constitution says that we should have gold and silver as our money, And we should have a second option. We could have that here in the United States. The U.S. government right now at this particular time could say, okay, you have a choice. You can go with the Federal Reserve note or you can go with the United States currency, one or the other. You decide what you want to trade. But I know, and as well as you know, Alex, that if they go to that, that Federal Reserve note has no chance at all. It's just going to fail immediately. But that would put us back in world status. We'd be the most powerful country out there. At this particular time, it's crazy that we don't do that, but you're right about this. The yuppies and the people that don't know think that the government should bail out all of our problems. We're having economic problems right now, so what do we expect the government to do? We want them to put out stimulus packages. Well, stimulus packages...
And we're having problems because government got too big to begin with.
Exactly. Too much spending and not enough revenues, income. You know, you just only can tax the taxpayers so much. You can only take so much from the people of the United States of America. And so rather than showing up with taxes, now they're just devaluating the currency that we get paid in here in the United States and we're forced to use as legal tender. Just recently when that NORFED thing fell apart and the U.S. Treasury came in and confiscated all their gold and silver, for those of you who don't think confiscation happens, it did happen here. It happened just last year. Confiscation of their gold and silver occurred because there was a currency that was competing with the United States dollar that was solid. That was solid and sound. It had gold and silver behind it.
In fact, the feds said in the filing they did that because it was, quote, competing and could hurt the Federal Reserve.
It's exactly what that means. And it shouldn't, that should be, that competition should be occurring on a government level, not at some private, you know, individual's smelting thing.
Well, Chad, here's the deal. And you might tell them to close that door or whatever's going on there in the background. But look, bottom line, for everybody out there to understand, this is very, very simple. We need to protect ourselves, and you still have British sovereigns and European francs at the price they were a week and a half ago. You are still able to lock that in, more of those in the last few days. And it's surprising how long you've been able to do this, but how much longer are you going to be able to lock them in at $20, $30, $40 below what gold is now?
Well, Alex, right now gold is up over $1,000 an ounce, and I did lock this stuff in when the gold was in the 990s now, and it catches up with me real fast. Obviously, I only can secure so much of a position, then I have to go back out in the marketplace and replace that position.
Okay, so you are on a new position. You're not at the 970, 980 like you were a week ago.
Well, that particular package sold out, but I do have British sovereigns. I got some of them still at the 271 level, and I have the French franc, or they're French and they're Swiss, and wherever they come. But we do have some of those left still at 216. And here's a thing that's absolutely rock bottom as far as I'm concerned, is those walking liberties. We still have a few of those, and the rolls are 210. But I can tell you right now, all this stuff is becoming scarce. Not only just the gold, but the silver as well. The silver was hard to get to start with when the economy was not favoring gold and silver. Now that we've got the business volume, I can tell you right now, the silver dollars that I was trading, they're almost impossible to get at this particular time. I was talking about those quarters and dimes. They're gone now. The walking liberty halves, that's going to be another thing. I mean, it's just like whatever I focus on and concentrate, I seem to be able to get in and get some supply. But then when I go back to my suppliers to get some more, it's tough to get. $5 commemorative gold pieces, we've talked about those. I have those right now. I only can get limited quantities of them. The issue right now is that that more than 3% of the people want gold, but there's not enough gold to go around. You take that $10 Olympic coin that we've talked about so many times, there's about 700,000 of those out there. Well, 700,000 might sound like a big number, but I would imagine if everybody in the city of Austin wanted to have two of them, there wouldn't be enough to go around. You know, and that's just one place. I know.
Well, I want to be clear about this. When a B-52 pilot, you know, has their little emergency package, in there is drugs, in there is some gold coins, some British sovereigns, in there is some basic things for them to survive. A fiat currency, once people lose faith in it, goes to zero very, very quickly. And I'm not going to belabor this anymore. I got a bunch of other news, financial news, world news, military news that I want to get into. But bottom line, Ted has gold, and we're talking prices he set in for these coins from when gold was $20 cheaper than it is now. And I told you to get into gold when it was $264. I told you to get into gold when it was $300. I told you to get into gold when it was $400. And the mainstream media says, oh, no, wait till it falls back down again. I told you to get in when it was $500, $600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000. Folks, gold to be at 1980 levels for real dollar purchasing will be over $2,200 and now rising. Silver will be over $100 an ounce when it comes to true parity with the dollar. And that's current parity. If the dollar continues to slide, it's only going to be more. They are not going to be able to suppress this. Bottom line, you're locking in some of the real wealth you have. The globalists hate it when you buy gold. It is the biggest secret out there. If you want to protect yourself, give the brokers a call. The European francs are excellent. The British sovereign is the best deal Ted's got. The silver, when you come to silver, is an insane deal. And I'm serious because I've been talking to Ted. Ted is having trouble now securing this and getting it in. This latest group, if there's a big response today, probably won't even be there tomorrow. Ted, do people need to call you now?
Yeah, without a question, you want to get into the position now because the dollar is falling like a free fall. Gold just broke 1,000. It's going to go well beyond that. It also frees up silver to go up to 30. And there's just so many things that are going on right now in the precious metals business. You need to get in. Really, you're going to be going to the grocery store and you're going to hear the tellers talking about why they should be buying gold. You know, and that's catching on. Right now, the dollar's falling. People are waking up to this, and there's not enough to go around. Not enough to everybody here in the United States, that's for sure. And China wants it, too. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, no. Type in gold shortages hurt jewelry manufacturers. I've probably seen 15 articles the last month about jewelry makers getting hit hard. I mean, folks, it's happening.
It truly is, Alex. The dollar is, this is for real. You're talking about the yuppies saying, hey, this everything's great. You've got George Bush up there trying to tell everybody that the economy's in great shape. It's not. Everybody knows that. And everybody's going to need hard assets. And this is the only way that you can put something in your pocket that's liquid that you can sell tomorrow. I can take you anywhere in the world. You're going to be able to trade it. The United States dollar is not going to be able to do that in the future. Get out of the dollar. Get into gold. Look at your stock portfolios. Look at every asset that you have. Seriously.
And I want to explain something. The stock market's down 400 points or whatever today. But what I want you to do is I want you to understand that just like oil is $111 a barrel, just like gold is $1,010 an ounce, and that's before it's even delivered. Just like all that's happening, your stock market is the same thing. It's not really $12,000, okay? It's below $6,000 in your $2,000 value. This is very simple. And Ted, I've been talking about this for more than a decade. So have you. People are finally getting it. I mean, the White House reporters have to ask the White House press secretary, is it true that oil's so much because the dollar's devalued like they're two-year-old children? I mean, why do they need the White House to tell them?
Well, that's the crazy thing about it. And obviously, the White House is trying to put a positive spin on what's going on, and there's nothing positive about it at all. And to be able to go, well, if my dollar's falling in value, does that mean, is that why gold's or oil's going up? I mean, to me, it's just obvious, and obviously it's obvious to the White House, too. But if the person's going to get fired for admitting that, you know, basically they're seeking permission. Hey, can we tell them what the truth is now? You know, that's what they're saying.
But it destroys confidence even more to have them. But I guess 30% of the population, if Bush set out glasses of cyanide and told them to drink it, they'd do it. I mean, but again, Bush runs nothing. He's a total puppet. Puppet. He's going to be left holding the bag for all this. Then they're going to move into the next administration, who will then take the blame for the next leg of the globalist marathon they're running on us. Ted, give them the toll-free number to get those deals.
Yeah, you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I'll slow down. 1-800-686-2237. Alex, now. Not later.
Ted, I've never heard you sound this excited. You almost sound like me. We're I mean, what?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I get here in the morning, I grab a package, I bring it down, I ship it, I get back into the shipping area. My gal broke her wrist, so I got to be packaging this stuff. And then I get out and do a commercial, and then I get into the radio with you. And then we handle all these orders that are coming, and we get them inputted as fast as we can. We receive the money, and we get the stuff shipped out as quickly as we can. It's crazy. I'll have to sleep someday in the future. We'll put it on my schedule. Sleep
no, but I mean, but I'm saying I also hear you that you're just excited. You can feel it. Can't you feel the... I mean, frankly, folks, I have the feeling of doom every day.
Well, excited in kind of a sad way. I mean, I've been talking about this Federal Reserve Bank and trying to get as many Creature from Jekyll Island bucks in people's hands since you were at KJFK and doing that. I mean, I was doing it before that. I mean, I'm just trying to wake people up to the system. And it's nice to be able to see as many people that we've had supporting Ron Paul. And every time I'm at a rally for him and he starts talking about the Fed, they stand and cheer that he wants to shut it down. And I'm seeing thousands of people right now. I was lucky to see 10 people stand up and support that idea, 20 years ago.
Absolutely. The enemy's in trouble. Give them the number again, Ted. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks for joining us for this segment, Ted.
Yeah, you're welcome, Alex.
Folks, I believe gold's going to hit 2,000. I believe that by the end of this year. Now, I told you a couple months ago that I believe by the end of March it would hit 1,000. I've been saying that for at least a month and a half, that by the end of March, 1,000. Just looking at the graphs, studying the data. I mean, I spend hours and hours every night reading financial data, reading different reports, and then I get on air and I just kind of go wild because there's no way to even articulate all of it, and I just start screaming because it's so insane. But I personally believe that gold will have its ups and downs, but if you look at the long-term graph, it's straight up. And I believe that in the next 8 months, you are going to see gold hit $2,000 an ounce. And unfortunately, I believe that's going to happen because this country is literally going under. Okay? Going under, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. But possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's OregonProducts.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
Shifting gears briefly as we wait for Ron Paul to join us in the next hour. I learned when I was in high school that Gloria Steinem was a CIA officer, Black Ops commander. But she was in psychological warfare in domestic operations. And they had to get the kids into the schools to be able to fully dumb them down. They had to get the women out of the houses. Now, again, I'm not saying women should all be barefoot and pregnant. My point is, I'm coldly telling you what they did to you. Okay, just absolute fact. They knew that if you had the women at home raising the children, that that influence was going to be there, and that the influence that she was given by her mother and the influence that her mother was given by her mother to the, you know, back tens of thousands of years, they had to cut that off. And they said, we want the woman paying taxes, we want the child in our government schools, that's where we're going to dumb them down. They even say, dumb them down. They say they're too intelligent, they know how to read too well, this is official government documents, and please don't call in and say, well, then read them on air. I've had all these education experts on. If you want to go look them up, I sell books that have all the quotes in them. It's there. Just like when I mentioned Gloria Steinem's a CIA officer, people always email me and say, show proof. I've probably done 20, 30 shows over 13 years on it. I can't each time go back and pull it up for you. You go look into it. Now, the reason I brought that up is here's Bloomberg, one of the largest financial wires in the world. Right here. What Gloria Steinem, Henry Kissinger have in common. CIA pay. And you can go read this for yourself. It's up on Infowars.com. What Gloria Steinem, Henry Kissinger have in common, CIA pay, and ooh, it's big breaking news that both of them were CIA operatives in disinfo campaigns. Boy, I really needed to know that. His code name, of course, is well known in the CIA, but it's less known. It was Bohr, or The Bohr, and that was his KGB handle. He was a triple agent. He'd been an agent to the Nazis before that. But you can read all about it if you want. Henry Kissinger, CIA operative. His handler, of course, was David Rockefeller. David, by the mid-30s, was already in Germany running ops, doing business with Hitler, but also surveying him, surveilling him. He's even bragged about it a few times. So his case officer, and you're like, wait a minute, the CIA didn't exist until 1947. Sure. Sure it didn't. Believe that piece of history, too. Yes, it had another name. It was called Army Intelligence. Now, what Gloria Steinem, Henry Kissinger have in common? CIA pay. The front organization was one of the earliest and most trusted weapons in the psychological Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. So this is all bull. It's how they were Gloria Steinem and Kissinger were fighting commies.
Of course they were.
These seemingly independent and high-minded anti-communist entities were often created or co-opted by the bright young spies who become the founding fathers of the Central Intelligence Agency, together with groups formed with one U.S. agent called Mighty Wurlitzer, an organ for playing variations on an anti-communist fugue. And then you read it and it's all just disinfo. But they admit they're both CIA operatives and how they ran it all and how she started Miss Magazine. And it just goes on and on. And now how are you women? You doing real good? Oh yeah, the family's gone. You can't get a man to stay at home and work for you. You're working 2-3 jobs. Everybody treats you like crap. You have nothing. Your kids at school, brain damage from the shots you didn't listen and gave them. Yeah, you got what you wanted, didn't you? CIA ran a big, fat, black op on you, and now they got you working for the man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.